Well, that was Joshua Fit, The Battle of Jericho by Sidney Bechet. And this is Marie McCary bringing you another edition of Vintage Spotlight here on BCB 106.6 FM. This is a programme about the vintage scene in and around Bradford, playing vintage dance music and featuring interviews and information about what's going on in the area. Well, on this show, I've got an interview with the one and only Ian Hartley, who, as G.I. Jive, is one of the best vintage DJs you'll ever experience. And you'll hear in the interview how he brought Lindy Hop into the north over 20 years ago. Ian and his wife Sheila are great Lindy Hoppers and go all around the world to various festivals. And they also tour with the Jive Aces and the Swing Commanders. I asked him to send me some of his favourite music, which we'll be playing also. Well, hello Ian, thanks for agreeing to be interviewed for Vintage Spotlight. I was showing the people here at BCB the video you did with when you were the caretaker.
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
the Jive Aces. They loved it. What a dancer you are.
Oh, knackered. I'm knackered these days. I've just celebrated my 70th birthday.
70? Oh, nobody'd believe it if they saw you dancing.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Very nice. Recently.
Well, actually, to be honest, it's you that got me started, because I was at the, how long ago? 2007 or something, at the Edinburgh Festival, watching the Jive Aces.
Oh, yeah.
And you were in the table in front of me.
Oh, right.
And, you know...
Oh, it was the Fringe Festival, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We went up to Edinburgh with them a few times, yeah.
Yeah, and then... You just seem like an older couple just having a drink there, and then you suddenly got up and danced, and my jaw just went to the floor. Went, what are they doing? What are they doing? That's brilliant. I love it.
Someone put in a review on that when they put a review in the local paper, and it said the two dancers, elderly dancers or something, or vintage dancers or something, danced, and he lifted her over it. He lifted his partner over his grey locks or something. You know, it was like really sad. But we used to do that. I used to like going up there, because we used to do these in these marquee type places, didn't we, and things like that. We did it in the street as well. We used to dance in the street on the centre of Edinburgh.
Oh, it's hard dancing in the streets though on the road. It's hard, bad on your knees, isn't it?
It certainly is. I've had one up already, and I don't want any more.
Oh God. Yeah. So it was. I was going for a walk around Todmorden, and Karen told me who it was and where I could learn that sort of dancing, and that was it. That was me.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to have started somebody off.
Oh, you started loads off. Come on. You're the granddaddy of Lindy Hop in the north, I heard.
Well, you've probably heard it from me.
Quite possibly. Yeah. So tell me how you got started at 25 years ago doing Lindy Hop.
Yeah, we started because our kids had grown up, and we sort of used to come home and just sit in front of the TV and were bored, so we thought of something to do. So we took dance lessons. We took rock and roll dance lessons at a local dance school, and we sort of realised we could do it, you know. So from then, and that was, I think, about 24 to 25 years ago, because it mushroomed so quickly. We was doing all sorts of stuff. We started doing dances in the RAF club on Oldfield Road in Sale, and it was quite nice. It was a lovely little club. Run by the committee, you know, and you had, mm-hmm. had to go through the committee. But we used to do lessons there, and we used to have a dance there, and that's how it started, really. I used to DJ with vinyl and all that sort of stuff. And then we started doing Lindy, and I think we were probably the first people in...
I know, but say how you got to learn Lindy.
Yeah, well, it was the... we'd seen it, obviously. We saw sort of old videos and things like that, and we saw the odd person dancing. And, in fact, it was only a few years before that the Jiving Lindy Hoppers had gone over to New York and picked up all the old skills and brought them back into the UK. And they taught a few people, including a couple called Graham Ann, who, under the name of Hoppin' Mad...
good name.
they're in, and they're still doing it. They're still teaching, and they'd been teaching for a year or so when we found them, and we started to go. We went down there to their house in Bath. We used to drive down for 3 hours to their house. We used to have a 2 to 3 hour lesson, and then we used to drive home. This was on a Sunday, and sometimes we'd then go out that evening to the Jive Inn in Gorton, which was like a little oasis of rock and roll. We used to, and I thought, I don't know how we used to do that. It was like 12 hours of driving and dancing, you know.
But all the way down to Bath to learn Lindy Hop.
Yeah, it frightens me today when people say, oh, where do you teach? And I say, yeah, we teach. we're in Manchester. Oh, we live in Bolton. It's a bit too far to come. And I think, you know, we used to drive for 3 hours because at that time there wasn't a lot of Lindy Hop around.
No. So, well, just to say, I'm just organising Lindy Hop in Bradford. And from February the 21st, it'll be on at the Brew House behind the Alhambra on Tuesdays from 7:15. So you don't need to drive as far as Bath. So
No, I mean, it's mushroomed, really, over the last...
Well, let's get a scene going in Bradford.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's mushroomed fantastically, and I learnt a lot of my Lindy Hop at Manchester Lindy.
Yeah.
Which for a lot of students, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, we were trying to get students... 23 years ago we started teaching, and we were trying to get sort of younger people to do it, because all the people we knew were sort of our age, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to get kids to do it, and we approached the university, Manchester University, a couple of times. And they had a ballroom society, but they'd never done anything jivey, and they just didn't do it. And it was only years later when some people who were at, you know, Manchester University sort of picked it up, that they were able to spread it quite easily amongst their friends. And now, I mean, Manchester Lindy now is really popular, isn't it? 80, 90 people every week going.
Yeah,
I think they've done amazingly well.
Well, Bradford University's only started this year. This is the first time they've had a swing society. So that's two things going on in Bradford. So we'll see
Excellent.
How it goes.
Well, I can highly recommend it. Because it's a social event as well, isn't it? You meet like-minded people.
Yeah.
And you never know. You might meet your future wife or husband.
Oh, quite possibly, with the way they move people around in the classes and have the, you know... everybody, that's what I used to like about Manchester Lindy, even though I was older.
Yeah.
Used to get asked for loads of dances by everybody, you know. Everybody was dancing with everybody else all the time, and that's...
It's so very informal, isn't it? I mean, even the lessons are very informal, really. It's sort of...
We have a good laugh and joke, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we did a couple of lessons down there, doing a bit of... side-by-side Charleston and tandem Charleston, I think.
I love the Charleston, Oh, yeah, it's great fun. It gets you out, you dress up a bit. Well, there's loads of dances around Bradford area. We're very lucky, but mainly people are doing jiving.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the people who are coming to our classes are sort of, they're just getting bored with the limited repertoire of moves, and they want to do Lindy, which has, like, an unlimited amount of moves, doesn't it, really?
It's a little bit more, I'm not saying skillful, but... You know, you need a little bit more thought goes into it than just throwing the woman back and forwards, really.
Twirling them around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a little bit hard worthy. You've got to have the right tension and a little bit more energetic.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're doing it at 70, but if you keep on dancing, you keep fit, don't you, really?
Well, I mean, Frankie Manning, you know, the godfather of Lindy Hop, really. I mean, we went to his 90th birthday party. Which was it's an island just off the coast of LA. And we went there, and he danced with 90 ladies, one after the other, without stopping.
What, on his 90th
birthday? On his 90th birthday. I mean, he was still teaching at 95, wasn't he? I mean, he was just amazing man.
He only died, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years ago, was it?
Yeah.
Catalina
Island, that's the island. Yeah. Was,
yeah. Oh, Catalina Island, yeah. Wow, he was dancing with 90 women on his 90th birthday.
Yeah, and I said to Sheila, go on, you'd be the 91st, and she'd never got there. There was too many, there was about 150 people there all waiting to have a dance with him, you know.
Yeah. So is that what you want to do then on your 90th birthday?
Well, forget there. I
want to dab my turn in the queue.
We went on holiday to LA and California just a few months ago, and it's my birthday's in November, Sagittarius, and we went to a club, and just by chance, I mean, we didn't know when we went who was on, but we didn't know when we actually booked the whole holiday, that the Jive Aces were going to be playing at a place called the Cicada Club.
Oh, because you go around with the Jive Aces, you tour with them sometimes.
We've done a lot of things with them over the years. Mm. And they were there playing there, so it was really good. We had a great meal. We had a bit of dancing. The Satin Dolls, you know, the girl singers and dancing group, they sang Happy Birthday to me. So it was a really memorable 70th, you know. You couldn't have got much better than that.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And I believe you were in Balboa Island as well, the actual Balboa...
We did. We went to the Balboa Peninsula, and we went outside the Balboa Rendezvous venue where it all used to happen.
This is where Balboa got its name, because there wasn't enough space, so they had to develop a kind of Lindy Hop that didn't have as big a footprint, didn't they, really?
Yeah, that's right. Initially it was just a to-in and fro-in. It's almost
shuffle,
like a
rumba-type
rhythm, but faster. And then this got a bit boring, so they decided to sort of come out of that and do circular moves and things like that and spread out a bit. And that's Bal Swing is what...
Which we love, Martin, I love it, you know.
Yeah, the great thing about Balboa is, if you can, that's the really fast music, and if you have little steps, you can keep going even when you're 70. I mean, that's the beauty.
As we
get older, we like it more and more.
Well, the default is shuffle, you know, next to each other, shuffle, shuffle. So you can, if you get a bit tired, you can just do a bit more shuffling.
The smaller you make it, the tighter you make it, the better it looks, because it looks sort of so subtle that, you know, it's a whole sort of body lead. I love it. I love Balboa.
Nice
thing. Well, and collegiate shag, you know, love that as well. But
I've looked at that and just decided it's too energetic, all that kicking and jumping and things. It looks fantastic to watch, though, you know.
Yeah, it is better to be young when you're doing it. The thing is, quite often people learn Balboa and they learn collegiate shag at the same time.
Yeah.
And, of course, the two different tempos, two different sort of feet movement, and it's easy to confuse yourself. But you know you can dance. The trouble is, you can't really dance collegiate shag to something that's very slow. You can do pace things, but ideally it should be fast. But you can do it nice and it's a nice tempo if you want to. Certainly Balboa you can as well. You know, even though Balboa was originally sort of really fast, dance. You know.
And this is why you're such a good DJ, G.I. Jive, because you understand dancing and the music that's needed and the tempo, etc. You know.
You're very flattering.
Really, I love it. You're just the best DJ, and you also, if it all goes wrong on the dance floor on a shim sham or something, you'll just stop it and go right, let's start again. Which some DJs don't do, and it gets totally confusing, you know. And you go, oh, for God's sake, please stop it and start it again, you know.
Yeah, well, and the when you see people doing the rock and roll stroll, and you've got three different areas all doing it at different times to different directions, and I always think it'd be so much nicer if we all got together did it together, you know.
Yeah, well, the DJ should be a bit of an MC as well, really, and if he sees confusion reigning, he should stop and say, look, all right, stop everybody, right, we'll start this again, everybody start from now. And then
it is tricky being a DJ. The tricky gigs for a DJ are the gigs where, like weddings and parties, where you get a whole cross-section of the population, because you know that some people won't like big band swing, some people won't like rock and roll, so you've got to sort of try and give everyone a bit of music that they like, and hopefully, you know, please everybody if you can. But the good gigs, of course, is where you do a gig which is supposed to be like Hepcat's Holiday, say, where you know that everyone that goes there is out to dance swings, one form of swing dance, you know, and so it's a lot easier. The trick there is to try and produce a lot of music, bring a lot of music up that people haven't heard before. It's got to be good, but it's nice to be able to, because that's where a lot of people hear music for the first time. I remember when we used to go to a weekend called a Swing Jive Weekend in Great Yarmouth, absolutely fantastic, about 20 years ago. First time I saw the Jive Aces was there. And Ken, the bass player, he was dancing, and I didn't know who he was, but I was watching him, and he was dancing in a competition there. There was a guy, and he played, I think it was Cab Kavanagh, actually, he played a version of Flying Home, that's right, Flying Home, and it was by Lionel Hampton. And it was fantastic. It was a live recording, and between each little riff, there was the audience were cheering. And I thought, this is the most amazing record. It really got me. And I went up and I said, it was like Lionel Hampton. He said, it was a live record in 19, whatever it was, 42 or something. And it was at the Olympia in Paris. So I thought, I'm going to get that. So every time I went into a vintage shop that sell records or LPs, you know, jazz things, I always look for it. And I bought one. I thought, I've got it. When I got home, it was a different version. Apparently, he recorded three concerts at the Paris thing, and he played this song. Anyway, eventually, after about a year or two of looking, I got it. And, you know, once I'd got it and played it a few times, it didn't seem quite as exciting. But that first time when I heard it, I thought, God, this is amazing. It was just one of those things that if you sat down, you were dead, because you couldn't sit down to it. It's one of those records that you just had to dance to, you know. I think that's what it is. It's, for me, it's the music. I sit up sometimes in my little room upstairs, and I put something on, and it's something that I've not heard before, and I think, that is wonderful. And then you start investigating, has he made any other records? Has he done this? Fantastic. And it, music can change your mood instantly, can't it?
Oh, I find that, because Martin's the one who drags me out often. You know, he's downstairs doing his jukeboxes or his cars, comes up, goes, right, I've had enough of that, and let's dress up and go out dancing. And I'm
yeah.
going,
I know. My Sheila, she's sometimes difficult to persuade, but if it's certain bands, you know.
But I know that once I hear the music, I'll be all right.
Absolutely,
you know?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it can be a horrible sort of rainy night. You can have had, you know, all sorts of horrible things happen in the day. But as soon as you get on that dance floor and the music's playing.
Well,
we
play it,
play
it in the car a bit and get in the mood. He puts the jukeboxes on while I'm getting ready, and I'm already sort of, you know, I'm in it, you know, and it's complete change of mood entirely. And who wants to sit in watching the TV or, you know, sitting in a pub or whatever when you can be dress up all vintage, look glamorous, go out dancing, meet a load of people. Fantastic. And it doesn't even cost that much because it's in working men's clubs most of the time.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to this gig you're doing on the 4th of... is it the 3rd? Friday, the 3rd.
The gig we're talking about is the one with... They've got the Jive Aces and the Swing Commanders, two of my favourite bands, and I'm playing some records, and we've got them at the Longfield Suite together.
Wow.
Two of the best swing bands in the country, if not in Europe,
yeah.
together in one venue, and it's
with the best DJ in the country.
Too kind. I just love it,
and it's a fantastic venue as well. It's massive, enormous ballroom with
and free parking at the back.
Sprung,
you know,
dance floor, yeah.
It's lovely, and we always get a couple of hundred people there, so there's always a nice atmosphere.
Well, Martin's having the day off. We're going to wander around the antique and collectibles places around Failsworth. There's loads of really big ones there.
Yeah.
Have a meal and then go to that gig. It's going to be, I'm really looking forward to the whole day, really.
You've got every little bit of the 40s and 50s there, haven't you? Vintage stuff.
I mean, Failsworth, yeah, they've got massive collectibles, vintage places, you know, so retro. And our house is just more 40s, 50s jukeboxes, English Rose kitchen.
Yeah, we had this little diner at the end of our kitchen, but Sheila wanted a change, so we lost it. And I lost the little wall box jukebox as well. Shame, really, but had to go. One thing I was just thinking, you know, I don't know how it came in mind, I think it was about jukeboxes. You know, you asked about me to let you know which some of my favourite bits of music.
Yeah.
And I was quite amazed when I started thinking, most of the music I really like, that I really want to listen to, are slow.
I know.
Which amazed me, really,
stuff.
Because I never really thought about it. But I do like, vocal harmony, and I like sort of something that's got a really good melody and words. And that's getting, I mean, I do like up-tempo stuff, but I mean, that's mainly sort of because I'm dancing, really, you know. And yet, 25 years ago, I wouldn't have thought I would. You know, I was when I was a kid, if a girl singer came on the TV, this was, I mean, when I was a kid, like 10 years old, I used to go behind the settee.
You know, there's a lot of 40s events here in West Yorkshire, lots of weekenders, and recently they've started having female singers on, and we avoid them because they sing. You know, the songs are just too slow to dance to and we're not really interested. There's a couple. There's some that do the more upbeat, danceable stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't used to be all this. And we're going,
I must agree with you. I do like up-tempo music when I'm out. I mean, I think Perfidia by Benny Goodman is the swingiest song ever. Just the way it's played, it's just lovely. And I think and the other one that I put down to Benny Goodman there is All the Cats Join In.
Yeah,
which is, I mean, it's classic.
All these are going to get played. I'm not doing the Everly Brothers one, though.
Are you not?
No.
Oh, God,
too,
that's another beautiful song.
It's too slow for my show.
It's not slow for radio.
I play danceable vintage music.
Oh, dear. Oh, but it's the most... It is gorgeous. I mean, You could triple step to it.
Possibly, yeah. No, it's really slow.
I blessed the day I found you. You've got to put it on.
Oh, I don't. All right, I'll put it on for a bit.
All right.
You've persuaded me. So let's have a music break here and we'll play Perfidia with Helen Forrest and the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and that'll be followed by the Everly Brothers.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one if you must cling. Someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would
I was thinking also, you know, remember when we were extras on Eric and Ernie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And remember when the camera was going down the train to them and we were the couple on the side? They did it about 20 times, but we were so busy nattering, we weren't even noticing.
I know. And we had these false cigarettes. I don't know whether you had one. But
oh, they're horrible.
Well, they were worse than real cigarettes, weren't they? I got through about 20 cigarettes that day, and seeing as I don't smoke...
Silly, because, you know, we were going in these theatres and they kept giving us these cigarettes so that we could create a smoky atmosphere.
Yeah.
And they were going, right, so who's going to have the cigarettes and everyone's looking at the ceiling or looking at the floor?
Yeah, it was good, though. I thought the actors in that were superb, at the Derek and Ernie. I forgot the names now, but they were so good, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really, really good. It's on YouTube now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
All of it, so... Yeah, I'm in it quite a bit. That's the thing you are as well.
I am. And Paul, Dan, he was there, wasn't he?
Dapper Dan.
He was sat behind me in one of the things.
Oh, they're really good DJs now, Cottontown Not Club.
Yeah, they do a lot of work, don't they? They're working. In fact, I don't know how they do it, because they seem to be working every week, if not twice a week. I've sort of reduced my output recently. I mean, the last year or two, I've sort of 20, 25 gigs a year is ample sufficient. I was trying to work out the other day how many gigs I've done DJing or dancing, you know, doing little dance spots and demos and things. And I think it's up to about 1,300
now.
I know, it's frightening, isn't it? But I used to do a lot.
But you've enjoyed them all. You always look like you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah. Once the right music's on for what I can do, I love it. Especially, you know, as you say, up-tempo stuff.
And you don't play the same thing for every gig. You know, you look at the, you know, you do look at who's there and you change things.
Yeah, well, you try
something. You try and read the floor.
I mean, the thing is, you've got to, if you're doing a big gig like that we do at the Longfield Suite once every two or three months, there's a few ballroom dancers come to that, and I know there are. Because, so what I do is I just test the water by playing sort of one foxtrot or one waltz or something like that, just to see how many people get up. And if, like, a dozen, 15 couples get up, I think, well, you know, I'm going to play a little bit of ballroom tonight because they deserve it. And then I might play the odd rock and roll one. If no one gets up to that, then I know I'm going to be doing R&B and big band stuff and stuff like that. So you just test the water, really, and just hope that you don't... I've made some real faux pas, though, because you play a fast one. And because I like fast music, I tend to play more of the up-tempo stuff. And you play one and you think, oh, this one's just slightly faster to go. I play that one, and the ballroom's full and they're all dancing. And just play one more fast one and you've just passed the limit. They're all shattered, so they all want to sit down. So suddenly the dance floor empties and you go, oh, my God, I shouldn't have played the fast one then. You know, I should have played a bit slower.
But it's not playing too many fast ones at once. Well, a lot of people get up to bop for the faster ones. I thought that bopping came in with the Teds in the 50s. But apparently that's not so.
Reliably informed, because I wasn't really into it then. Because in the 50s, I was only about sort of 10 or 10 to 15 sort of thing. So I wasn't really into dancing at all. And so I was reliably informed that in those days, in the 50s, the Teds didn't actually bop. They dance with their partners occasionally, but they didn't do a lot of actual bopping. And that came in probably 10, 20 years later, bopping.
Oh.
Now, I can't say that's true or not, but that's what I was given to understand by a person who was from that era and used to do. I started collecting records when I was 10 in 1956.
How many records must you have?
I have got a lot of records.
Yeah.
I've been collecting 78s for like 50 odd years, 60 years. I've been collecting records. My first record was Lonnie Donegan, Rock Island Line.
Oh, you love Lonnie Donegan, don't you?
I do love Lonnie Donegan. You'll notice I put one of Lonnie Donegan's in my
I'm going to play it.
Oh, good. Rock Island Line, I think I was just 11, just turned 11 then, 1957, and I got that. And then about a month later, I saved up a bit more money, and I got Little Richard, Long Tall Sally, and what was on the other side? Long Tall Sally. Anyway, Long Tall Sally. And a girl called Margaret Burke came to my house. She was only about 10 or 11 as well, and she sat on it. And of course, 78s don't last. So I had to save up for another 2 months. And get another copy of it. But I've still got those two records. And since then, I've probably got 2,000 or 3,000 78s that I've
got. Well, you've got jukeboxes that play them as well.
Yeah, all my jukeboxes play 78s now. Yeah. So, but
fantastic.
Yeah, I like that era, that sort of the late 40s, early 50s, you know, and that was when sort of...
You just put me in mind. I went to a TED gig, you know, when I was a teenager, really, in Manchester, which would have been the 70s. And I remember they were the jiving, the twirling. God, but I remember they definitely bopped, because there was a very old man, quite an old man with a stick, and he was hunched over.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, all dressed in the TED outfit. And then he started bopping, and he went up on the dance floor and he was bopping away like on his stick, you know, leaning on his stick.
And this was what, in the 70s?
This was in the 70s, yeah. But he would have been an original Ted,
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
obviously he took to the bopping when it came out.
I must admit, I thought bopping came in with rock and roll. I thought it...
So we'll have a break there with two more of Ian's favourite songs. There's Frankie and Johnny with his ever favourite Lonnie Donegan, followed by a great boogie woogie song, Rollin' Boy by Pete Johnson.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts, lonely how they could love, but they swore to be true to each other, yes, just two as the skies above. He was her man, he wouldn't do her wrong. Well, Frankie and Johnny went walking, Johnny had on a new suit. Frankie spent $100 just to make her man look cute. He was her man, he wouldn't do it wrong. If Frankie said, I'm gonna leave you, but I won't be very long. Don't you wait up for me, honey. Don't you worry while I'm gone.
Some great boogie-woogie piano there with Pete Johnson and Roland Boy. And let's get back to our interview with the wonderful G.I. Jive.
We just went to San Diego Jazz Festival recently, and I did a little bit of bopping to a guy called Carl Sonny Leyland, boogie-woogie player, who was superb. He came from Kent, actually, but he's been in lived in America most of his life. And he played this. And there's something about boogie-woogie that just gets you. It just gets me anyway. I have to dance to it. And bopping, sort of, there's, you know, bopping goes really well with boogie-woogie, I think. And so I was dancing to boogie-woogie, and I just put a bit of it, actually, on Facebook. But most of the people in the room who were of our age didn't know what I was doing. They don't do that in America. They don't bop.
Does he not?
No, not at all. They're very, very rare to see anybody bopping in America. Very, very rare.
Well, somebody was saying the men don't stroll neither in America.
No, well, they didn't in this country, no. I think I was the first one. I think they thought I was very effeminate doing a strolling. I've always strolled, but the rock and rollers, very rarely do men... when I started strolling, very few men strolled. In fact, virtually none. The ladies strolled and the men bopped, you know.
Yeah, there was a big TED wedding in Viva Las Vegas last year.
Yeah.
And about 10 couples went over. But, of course, they couldn't understand the men. They could understand the women with all the, you know, the underskirts and everything.
Yeah.
But the men, sort of looking at them going, why are you dressed like Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
You
know? It's the Edwardian fashion, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it, and sometimes we've jived over in America and people say, what's that? And we say, this is your national dance, you know?
They don't know.
I think it might be just they've led sheltered lives because, I mean, there's still quite a lot of it over in America. Although there's not as much actually rock and roll as there is in the UK. I mean, in the UK, there are probably 20 or 30 rock and roll dances on a night, aren't there, weekends?
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
more.
Easy, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Over there, I mean, California, we could not actually find a rock and roll dance for the whole of the 2 weeks we were over there.
California?
There's lots of swing stuff and hillbilly stuff and boogies and stuff, but none actual rock and roll, which, of course, they call rockabilly what we would call rock and roll, I think.
But rockabilly is a bit faster.
I know it is, but it's not. In America, both rockabilly and rock and roll would be called rockabilly.
Oh, really? That's confusing because we've got vintage cars. We've been to some rockabilly events.
In this country,
you know, like Hot Rod Hayride and whatever. And, you know, everyone's got the souped-up cars and they're very into tattoos and everything. They're not really into dancing at all, particularly, you know, and they drink a lot. And there's a few that are into dancing, but there's all these tattooed ones, you know, spilling the drinks all over the dance floor and bumping into you.
Rockabilly is quite fast, isn't it? So it is quite hard to jive to rockabilly.
Yeah.
It's good for bopping, but...
So, you know, it's interesting, all these slightly different names of slightly different dances, and get very confusing, can't it, really?
It is, you can go to one part of the country, especially in America, and they'll do a style of dancing, and they'll say that this is what we call Lindy Hop, and then you go somewhere else and they say, well, we would call that something else. You know, East Coast Swing, West Coast Swing, Hollywood Style, all these different versions of the same thing, but just slightly, you know, they've slightly changed as they've gone to different areas.
Well, that's
of the country,
it. When we're going to a festival, we like to be watching people from other parts of the country to look at the way they're dancing because it's slightly different. Because we're obviously watching this area where everyone dances pretty much the same. Now, sometimes you can say, oh, he's been taught by so-and-so and they've been taught by so-and-so.
Definitely. Yeah.
And but then you go to the southeast or something and you think, oh, it's a bit different, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's an interesting move. you know, it's never-ending.
It's supposed to be good for the brain, isn't it, you know?
Especially because it's freestyle dancing.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what the lead's doing. The lead's got to think about what his next move is doing. So it's very, very good for the brain, very good for the body. It's good for social life, great for, you know, it's just, it ticks all the boxes. That's why you're going to be dancing with 90. That's why you're going to be dancing with 90 women when you're 90, you see.
Yeah, well, I think I'll still be going. I think, you know, as long as my legs hold up. I said I had this one knee operation and the guy said to me, I'll see you again in about 5 years. I said, oh, is that like a checkup? He said, no, he said, it'll be bone on bone in 5 years. So, thanks very much. But it's not. That was 7 or 8 years ago, so it's still all right. Keep taking the glucosamine tablets.
And, yeah. Well, we take a lot of vitamin D, high dose vitamin D.
Yeah.
And cod liver oil.
actually, after a while, I take it off the spoon, you know, cod liver oil.
Do you? Yeah.
When I was, honestly, my mum, you know, after the war, you got little vouchers and you could get orange juice, fresh orange juice, and you could get cod liver oil. And I used to have cod liver oil, and we used to go to this place on the Brew, which was a little raised bit in the road in Northern. And we used to go there, and I used to get a bottle of cod liver oil every few weeks, and I used to drink it.
Really?
Off a spoon. Yeah.
Oh.
And I've had it a whole of my life. I've had.
I don't mind the taste, to be honest.
No, I don't, especially if you keep it in the fridge.
Yeah.
It doesn't
go
very fishy then, you know.
No, Martin can't stand it, but I don't mind it. He doesn't even like fish. it does seem. It does seem to help, I think. I'm quite convinced, you know. 4,000 a day of vitamin D, very high, you know.
Oh, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You got to. And then it does wonders for you, I think. I did research it first.
The Gervases are very into vitamins, you know.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very much.
Well,
totally against drugs, of course. You know, in fact, the big campaigns that they do... against drugs taking, but they're really into sort of high dose.
Well, it must work because they're incredibly energetic on the stage.
Well, they are. I mean, they are an amazing band, really. When you think they've been the same lineup for 20 years, I mean, it is amazing for a band to stick together like that and to be fresh and to be doing 200 to 300 gigs a year.
Yeah, because they go around America, don't they?
Oh, they've just come back.
On TV. If people remember them, what was that show they were on? Talent show. I can't remember.
Oh, it's one of these. It wasn't.
I don't know why they bothered.
X-Banker, was it?
Yeah, I don't know why they bothered because they're at the top of their game anyway. You know.
They are. They're such a polished band, and they're all such great blokes as well. You know, they're all.
Oh, they're lovely.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wanted to be the woman that they did Marie to, you know.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And it happened at Keith Lee dance finally, because I am Marie, and I'm going, I want to be that woman that they sing Marie to. So I've had that, get that, can tick that off my bucket list.
Yeah, they are good. I mean, that's why I love the Gervases, because they're such fresh. And they always seem. I mean, even if they do the same set over and over again, they still do it with panache. They still do it tight and everything.
Oh,
and
you never get fed up of them, do you?
No. And to me, the Swing Commanders are the same in that they have this happiness that they spread. I mean, Peter, I wait for Peter's introductions to songs because they always put something unusual, and you think, What's that going to be? And then when you realise it, once you start singing the song, you realise the joke, you know. But he's so good at doing that.
Where did they get these girls from that are such multi-instrumentalists? You know, they always seem to have someone leaves and they get.
I know they get
one.
Someone better, don't they?
I know.
It always amazes me that they can get someone to.
And also glamorous, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think now it's sort of fairly settled, the lineup. I think it's been like 3 years now with the same lineup. They travel a massive amount of way together. You've got to have a certain amount of patience with your colleagues, haven't you, when you're stuck together for, you know, hours and hours on end. I mean, because the Swing Commanders have done tours of Texas 3 times. We've been with them for 3 times around Texas.
Right.
And they've got, you know...
It's a kind of Western swing they do.
Which would
be very popular in Texas, I imagine.
Well,
yeah,
and it's like taking Colts to Newcastle, you know, because you've got this upstart... English band going
from
over
the north,
to America.
From the north, pretty much, aren't they?
and yet they got standing ovations. Absolutely staggering. I mean, the first time we went over, I was keeping my fingers crossed that they didn't get booed off, because I thought, you know, it's a different style, you know. And, of course, they sing sort of classic swing stuff as well as the Western swing. But it went down amazingly well, and so much so that virtually every venue that booked them again.
So let's hear the Jive Aces with a song we all like to do the New York stroll to, Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm burning with love. Let the storm a class chase everyone from the place.
In the rain.
Come on with the rain, I got a smile on my face.
In the rain.
Well, I walk down the lane
in the rain.
With a happy refrain. Cause I'm singing, singing in the rain. Singing in the rain, well I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. Well I'm laughing, oh laughing at the clouds. Well the clouds way up above. Oh that sun's in my heart and I'm burning with love. Let a storm, a cloud chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've got a smile on my face. Well, I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Cause I'm singing and swinging and I'm singing, swinging and I'm falling.
The days were charming, the nights heartwarming, our time was sweet and gay. Gee, how I wish I had my way. Believe me, I would stay. Paris said that I gotta go. What a town, what a night, what a crowd, what a sight, what a show. Bye-bye Paris, hope to see you again. I'm gonna do my best to get back as fast as I can. They say Paris is the city of love, fine place for romance. But I found out that, first of all, Paris is the place to dance. Bye-bye Paris, oh, I got a part. But I'll be keeping you with me every step in my heart. Oh, come on now.
One and only Swing Commanders there with Bye Bye Paris. So Swing Commanders and the Jive Aces and yourself at the Longridge Suite in Prestwich, which is just off the M62 for us Yorkshire people. So not far, just off, about not even a mile off the M62, is it?
That's right, and there's a metro stop and there's a cheapy hotels right near that area as well.
Yeah, so. And it's just £15. Fantastic venue as well. It's
£15 if you pay in advance.
Oh well, I'll have to remember to do that.
Right. If you go on the door, it's £17.
Oh, we must pay in advance. We are from Yorkshire. We like to save our £2. Yeah. Well, I'll put this all on the Vintage Spotlight Facebook page for people and your very famous YouTube video of you being the caretaker with the Jivexes.
That was 8 years ago.
Yeah, 200,000 views it's had nearly.
Yeah, it has. It's done all right.
You're saying people have recognised you from that video in all sorts of mad places.
We've been sort of on holiday in America and gone to these little clubs, and people sort of look at you and say, "Are you the janitor?" You know, because it's a janitor over there. I had to make sure that I said trash rather than rubbish. You know,
yeah.
So I recognised two or three places in the States from Facebook. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it shows you how you're famous now.
I've DJed a lot over Europe. There's a company called Radio Modern. I don't know if anyone knows them out in there in your area, but they put on a lot of dances in Holland and Belgium and around there, and I've done a lot for them. We did this auditorium once.
I'd love to go to Europe and go and try and fit in a big dance, you know.
Well, that's what we do. I mean, all our holidays now are based around somewhere to dance.
I'll have to ask you more and get this up on my on the Facebook page, because that's I've no idea how to do it really, you know, how to find out.
That's all you've got to do. I usually just look at, you know, who's been, which bands are playing where, and of course you get to know us all. I mean, especially California, there's about half a dozen to a dozen venues where you can always be guaranteed on a Wednesday night there's going to be a swing night, you know.
And
it's nice to have a We used to have a set routine for going to Texas. We knew about 10 venues, and we'd just go from one to the next, to the next, to the next, you know, and find out the best. And, of course, hillbilly boogie stuff and all that. It's wonderful around there. So.
Well, it's been great to talk to you, Ian, but we've got finish now. And don't forget this amazing event on the February the 3rd, Friday, Swing Commanders, Jive Aces and GI Jive.
Hey, great.
You know, get an advance ticket, because it will be very, very popular.
Yeah, and if you have not danced this style before, it's worth coming just to get inspiration, because you'll see probably 100 or more people swing dancing while you're there. So.
Yeah, and then you can come on Tuesday to the Indy Hop in Bradford at the Brew House, a lovely, lovely place there behind the Alhambra. So, yeah, that'll be all great. And it'd be great to see you there as well. I'll have a dance with you, hopefully.
You never refuse a dance, do you? That's the thing. Never refuse a dance.
Oh, it's great. It's really good. It's a great scene. Everyone's very nice to each other. And I'm hoping it catches on in Bradford. You did well to bring it up from Bath to Manchester.
With your pushing, it'll do well.
Oh, good. Well, thanks very much again. And I'll see you on next Friday then.
See you next Friday.
Yeah, bye-bye then.
Toodaloo.
Well, I really enjoyed that interview with Ian Hartley, who DJs as GI Jive. And I'll be putting stuff up on the Facebook page of Vintage Spotlight, certainly the famous caretaker dance one. And also about the Lindy Hop classes that will be starting at the Brew House behind the Alhambra from Tuesday, February the 21st. And that starts at 7:15, beginners at 7:15. I'm also on every Tuesday here at BCB 106.6 FM at 1 p.m. playing vintage dance music and talking about what's on around Bradford, and particularly in the vintage scene. Well, that great interview means we don't have a lot of time to talk about what's coming up in February, but just to rattle through it fairly quickly, Friday the 3rd has that the dance on in Prestwich with GI Jive. There's also a dance on in Tadcaster with Rockin' M at the Riley Smith Hall in Westgate. Saturday the 4th, there's the Halifax Rock and Roll Club in Siddall with Colin Paul and the Persuaders, and the Middleton Rock and Roll Club has the Ford Valley Wranglers. The weekend following, Friday the 10th, has Lindy at the Corn Exchange in Leeds. Also, the High Aces are on in Batley. Saturday the 11th is the our own DJ, Delbert Bumperclausen, is on at the Northcote Club in Undercliff, opposite the Tesco Express there. And is also rocking at the Hometown at the Liberal Club in Normanton, and that's the Scorchers. The weekend following that, Friday the 17th in Holmfirth, is the amazing Dominic Halpin and the Honeybees on at the Carding Shed. Saturday, Cuban Pete's Havana Club is on at the Canberra Club, Salisbury Aerodrome in Balderstone. That's just keep driving up the A59 and you'll get there. It's near Blackburn. That's with GI Jive, and there's burlesque dancers on. A brilliant venue there. Last weekend before the next Vintage Spotlight, Friday the 24th, has the dance at the Hollygarth on Leeds Road in Ilkley. And also there's a dance at Harbury Working Men's Club in Wakefield with the Doggone Daddies. Saturday the 25th has Ronnie Rocket's Video Hop. And the Miners Bar and Kitchen in Aberford Road, Leeds, has the Ford Valley Wranglers. Wednesday, March the 1st, has Sue Social on at the Octagon in Sambeds, Keighley. And we'll follow that with a bopper, Dig a Hole with Marcel Bontempi. Resist having a bot whenever that comes on. Dig a Hole with Marcel Bontempi. And just so you know, that there's not just Lindy Hop in Bradford Centre, there's lots of dance classes in the area. You can learn to jive on Tuesdays at Shipley Social Club in Saltaire Road with Paul. Sue does jive dancing classes at the Octagon in Bradford Road, Sambeds, on Wednesdays. You can get more information there on jiveclass.co.uk. And for those who can't make Tuesdays for Lindy Hop, there's also classes on Thursdays at the Harold Club on Manchester Road in Lowmoor. And also on Tuesdays, there's Lindy Hop in Silsden at the Sunnybank Social Club behind the Co-op from 7:30 p.m. So that's it for another 4 weeks. And don't forget the Lindy Hop classes starting in central Bradford from the 21st of February at the Brewhouse. I'll leave you with another of G.I. Jive's favourite tracks, and that's All the Cats Join In with Benny Goodman and his orchestra.